Hey friends, you know one of the key blockers for some cloud journeys is a lack of governance. The Cloud Adoption Framework provides a multidisciplined governance methodology with best practices your team can adopt to unblock your journey. Ryan Blanchard is here to show me how this works today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Brian Blanchard. He's going to explain the Microsoft Cloud Adoption Framework for me. How are you, sir?
Oh, doing wonderful, Scott. How are you doing, sir?
I'm living the dream and learning about the cloud. So we had a person on the show before talking about the Microsoft Cloud Adoption Framework before, but it was a little bit of a light overview, and we're going to dig a little bit deeper today, right?
Yes, sir. That's the plan.
Okay, so I understand that customers have said that a lack of governance blocks them from accelerating to the cloud. But I think that there might be people who are watching the show who frankly don't even know what governance means. So let's just assume that I have no idea what that means. That word sounds big and important and scary though.
It does, and it can be scary. And actually, the Cloud Adoption Framework is all about solving blockers and addressing the unknown. So governance in particular, at the end of the day, it's a matter of dealing with fear, uncertainty, and doubt that slows down consumption. So in my past life before joining Microsoft, serving in different C-level and executive roles for IT companies, I had those same fears, the same uncertainties. You know, are my people skilled enough? Do we have the right processes in place? Are we protected so that we can go forward and do this stuff with confidence? And that's really what governance means, is not trying to throw everything at the cloud and make sure it looks like your data center, but making sure that you've addressed those tangible risks that are creating true bona fide fears that you need to address.
Is governance primarily about risk mitigation, or is it really just about knowing what we're doing before we jump into the cloud?
It's a combination of both. And we weren't going to do an intro to the Cloud Adoption Framework, but we can skip ahead and look at just governance itself and go through the methodology, if that helps a little.
Sure, let's just do that briefly, because that would be a useful thing.
That sounds great. So if we think about your end state, where you want to be, and what you need to have in place to really have that confidence, we look at it in two parts. First, there's understanding the corporate policy itself. So really looking closely at what are the legitimate, tangible business risks, and then making sure you've got corporate policy, corporate compliance requirements in place, so you understand how you have to respond to those, and then putting in the right processes so that your people know how to watch for violations, address those violations, and keep you safe. So that's the corporate side. But behind that, we have disciplines of governance that Azure can help with. So tools that help with cost management. So if one of your fears is overspending, you know how to control that. Or establishing a security baseline so that you can make sure that your security requirements are consistently applied across all different cloud adoption you have. Or making sure your resources are just consistent in how they're configured, how they recover, how they're onboarded in ops management. And making sure that your people can get to the stuff in the cloud, and that identity is consistently applied and easily enforced. And then as you're going through all that, making sure you're using tools like Azure Policy and Azure Blueprint to really accelerate how you deploy both your governance requirements, but also good, solid best practices you're pushing out to the cloud. So for us, governance is a couple of things that help deal with those different risks that you truly could be facing in any IT endeavor, and addressing those fears, uncertainties, and doubts so the customers can go forward with confidence based on good, sound disciplines.
Those five disciplines of cloud governance really, really make sense to me. Like, that helps me a lot there, realizing that every company is different and that one might really feel like cost management is the number one thing that a jump into the cloud would concern them about, while another one might say, well, you know, our deployments really need to be formalized in the way that we manage our resources and configure them. That's the thing. Someone's going to take those five disciplines and they're going to sort them, you know, importance to least important in different ways. Everyone's going to be different. And it sounds like a model for that that allows you to constrain the things you want to constrain and enable the things you want to enable.
Absolutely. And we have guidance and tools inside of Azure to help with each of those. But before the customer gets started, to help them prioritize those, we put an assessment out there that's really one of the first steps we suggest the customer use. I'll just jump into that assessment here a bit. The Cloud Adoption Framework Governance Benchmark allows the customer to come in and put in some basic input criteria and help clearly see what those requirements are and what's most important. So I'm just going through and putting in some basic stuff here. Just to get us filled in, let's say we're talking about an IT and software company. And if I want to look closely at one or two of those different criteria, I can. If I want to really evaluate where we are in all of them, I could do that as well. For the sake of this demo, I'll just focus on cost because that's a really common one. So if I just get started on cost, it's going to ask a couple of questions here. And I'm just going to click through that little note there. And it's going to ask what's most important to us. What are we trying to accomplish? What are our primary strategies? I'm not going to read all of the questions for the sake of the audience's time. But if they skip through these different questions and just fill in what's important, what's critical, what's very important, it'll start to build out a profile that's specific to them. And it'll help them look at things like, how do we look at IT and budget allocation? Is on-prem the most important thing? Or are we in a state where experimentation is super important and we're trying to change the way our industry works? And you really ask some penetrating questions like that. Again, I'm just clicking some random things here just to fill in a basic profile. But when the customer's done with this, it helps them look at those different criteria and say, where are my priorities? Where am I at today? And what's the rest of my industry look like? So the way I filled these out, it looks like in cost, this particular customer's pretty well ahead of the curve. If this is something that maybe they were a little behind on, it would show an inverse number there and show them that their priorities outweighed their current state. Maybe that's a good place to develop more. And from there, it gives them real direct guidance on how can I learn more and do more based on that particular discipline that I'm really wanting to build on. So it makes it easier for the customer to hone in on what are the disciplines that I need to be successful at building my level of confidence.
That is interesting. So this isn't just a survey that you fill out. This is an engine that then gives you recommendations and then enters you into the framework, the cloud adoption framework governance model at the best entry point for you, and then onboards you into the cloud the way that you want to be onboarded and with the things that you value.
Yes, sir. And we actually suggest multiple people inside of the customer environment take that survey so that they can go in and get the perspective that's relevant to their role so that they can participate in governance in the right way.
Interesting. That makes a lot of sense. So this is something that is created by the Azure team or a specific team within Azure. Who owns this at Microsoft?
So it's inside of the content and learning team. So the team that brings you docs.microsoft and Learn and all those pieces. But it's a relatively small team there. There's actually over 2,000 people that have helped contribute to this. People in the cloud solution architect roles, other people in the field that touch customers, our services team, even partners and customers have come back in and said, well, this worked and this didn't. So it's a constant evolving framework that we keep as a living set of documents to help people get through some tough challenges.
So that's really interesting. So this has been validated, and this isn't just some kind of a sales tool. This is a governance framework by people who know what they're talking about, who's then be validated by customers, who then just kind of cycle that feedback back into the team to make sure that it works for every industry.
Yes, sir. And as we learn more about those different challenges and those challenges evolve with the market, we work with the product groups to figure out what are the best ways to solve those problems. That's actually the next piece of what we'd love to show off here are some of the governance guides.
Yeah.
So we've created guides that go through all those disciplines that different teams can use. We have one for a standard governance guide for a less simplistic situation and some that are for more complex scenarios. And they walk through everything from how to organize resources to how to set up your management groups, setting up different identity policy definitions and RBAC, and giving them real pointed guidance on that. Even going into network configuration connectivity. And as the customer progresses through, it actually follows a narrative for a customer that talks about what they're experiencing. So it's something that's relatable and helps establish a set of internal corporate policies before you even get to the cloud stuff. Of what are those risks? What are we trying to do? What kind of risk can we tolerate? What risk can't we tolerate? And how do we set up good policy statements that are designed for the cloud? And then based on those, it gives the customer extremely prescriptive guidance on what to go implement and how to set it up with a base foundation that's set up that we refer to as an MVP or a governance foundation. And then deeper areas of implementation around each of the disciplines. So if you want to advance your identity baseline or you want to get more effective at cost, there's real specific guidance to each piece of those. And then from a tooling perspective, all of this can be implemented through Azure Blueprints. So if you go into Azure Blueprints, there's a whole array of different things you can deploy. One of those is the CAF Foundation Blueprint that customers can push out to give them an instantaneous governance foundation that they can use inside of this guide.
That's interesting. So then this is going not just from like, hey, it's some prose and here are some Word documents that you can go and read, but that turns into something with actual teeth that would change the structure of how you decide to put things into Azure so that you've codified your governance model.
Yes, sir. And throughout everything we try to share inside of the cloud adoption framework, we try to match with actionable pieces like that that live inside of the portal or inside of GitHub and other source code repos.
So when someone is introducing governance into their adoption process that they're doing into the cloud, everyone's at different levels. Like you might have a department that's already gone into the cloud without asking anyone. So you might have different people at different points in their journey. Do you have to be at a certain level in your journey to go and introduce this model?
No. And actually, the cloud adoption framework is meant to span the customer's entire cloud adoption journey. So we have guidance and a methodology for strategy, early stage stuff, some planning guidance and a methodology there that uses Azure DevOps. Ready focuses on how do you build out the environment for those early stage pieces of work, even with guidance into migration and innovation. And throughout that, you'll see these same governance principles play out in different ways based on where you're at. Same with the operations management pieces, sharing how we suggest that customers operate their cloud once they get past all of this different experiences.
So this is pretty powerful stuff, and this is a living and breathing document that is being updated. It's part of the documentation. Where can we learn more about this, and how can people get started right away?
So there's some links down below in the show notes here that will take you straight into the cloud adoption framework. Mm-hmm. You can get to it through a number of different links. And the easiest one to remember is just going to aka.ms/adopt. And that will take you right into our azure.com webpage about the cloud adoption framework, where you can read a lot more and go deeper into the content from there.
Fantastic. And it looks like there's also partners that understand this framework as well, so you can be set up for success.
There are. Yeah. And in each methodology of the cloud adoption framework, there are partners that have come forward and identified offers that they're extremely good at. So if you go into those and click on the governance tab, you can see a whole host of partners that specifically target governance-specific engagements with customers to help them get through these processes.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate you demystifying governance for me. I'm learning all about the cloud adoption framework here on Azure Friday.
Hey, thanks for watching this episode of Azure Friday. Now I need you to like it, comment on it, tell your friends, retweet it. Watch more Azure Friday.